this is Bridget, and my sort of naughty methods for getting writing done. Number one, I am a sneaky writer. I like to think of writing less as something that should be done and done with a capital W, and more as something sort of naughty that I absolutely should not be doing because there are other capital letter and lame things to do, like cleaning. I think it's sort of like the Catholic school girls, like the one who raised me, sneaking out for smoke. It just feels a little bit bad and yet oh so good. Writing when you shouldn't is just like eating cake for no reason at all. After a while, it seems like writing weaves itself into your life and you don't realize that you're spending all this time writing with a capital W. Number two, I write whatever crazy thing comes into my head, even sometimes when I'm revising something. Because, well, it's fun to write scenes like that, but also that crazy thing might actually be good. If it's really crazy, the next time you try to write the scene, the pressure's off because nothing can be as off the wall as what you wrote last time, and you'll probably write just what you need to. Number three, I never force myself to sit down at a desk. It feels naughtier and less like writing to write in random places. I sometimes end up at a desk after a while, but I like to just play around and take my laptop or notebook, whatever seems like the most fun at the time. Right now, my favorite sneaky writing spot is at the table on the back porch with a big pot of tea and a lot of cushions under me. But sometimes I write in bed with a cat cuddled up with me or on the couch, ignoring the dirty laundry. And I used to write all over Madison, depending on when I had a little break between jobs, classes, etc. Number four, rewards. I'm a huge, huge, huge believer in rewards for big things, little things, in between things. If I write so much as one word a day, I get a reward. This sounds so impossibly inefficient, and yet I can look back and say it must work because I've written quite a few novels with this method. Some days one word is enough. Usually my reward for writing is to spend some time reading whatever novel I'm currently in love with. I get bigger rewards for finishing things like cake. Reward cake is not to be confused with no special reason. It feels a bit decadent cake. Both are good, but you enjoy them differently. Number five, deadlines. This sounds anti-fun, but it's kind of nice and can actually take the pressure off. Being in a writer's group, you just have to get your behind in gear and get something done before you meet. If it's a good group, you get fired up to work on revisions after you leave. Getting submissions ready for a conference is a nice deadline too. I also make up arbitrary deadlines, like how I currently want to finish the revisions of the novel I'm working on by mid-October. This is a pretty random deadline, so I made up a reason. My birthday is November 2nd, and I will want to lounge around and have parties on my birthday, so I can't write then. Also, the birthday extravaganza will take some planning, so I better damn well be done 2 weeks before so that I can idle away time researching what cake I'm going to make, or buy, or talk someone else into making, and what I'm going to wear. Number six. I make separate time slots for the business part of writing. Right now I'm working on revisions for my agent so I can get on with business and spend my business time blogging, but when I was querying, I dedicated usually one day a week, more or less depending on what was going on, to work on queries, send queries, do industry research, create website content, update my submissions records, and log all the kidlit books I'd read recently with notes on who published it, etc. Even if you aren't looking to be a career writer and don't really feel all that hot to get published, I think this is important. You learn a lot from the responses you get from editors and agents, and I think it helps you want to write more because it's a challenge. You keep going until your work is good enough to get an offer. And once you've found someone who wants to work with you, then you have even more motivation because you'll have feedback to work on. I wish you all happy and sneaky if you think it could be your thing, writing.